Good afternoon, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Louisville Smoke and Port Hope. With signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night, now through April, 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. In a Huron County District Court proceeding, Justin Michael Whalen, facing charges of operating while intoxicated or impaired, third offense, a felony, waived his right to a preliminary examination. The prosecution, represented by Timothy Rutkowski, offered a plea agreement allowing Whalen to plead guilty to the OWI third offense by certified court arraignment. The officer included no objection to sentencing the TRSC, or Thumb Regional Sobriety Court, if recommended and accepted, and the dismissal of remaining counts. Defense attorney Michelle Siev represented Whalen. The court found Whalen knowingly and voluntarily waived his right. His case is now bound over to circuit court for arraignment on Thursday, April 27th at 9 a.m. Bond continues as previously ordered. Also in Huron County District Court Friday, Braxton Ronald Schultz, facing a felony charge of false pretenses involving $1,000 to $20,000, waived his right to a preliminary examination. The prosecution had offered a plea agreement. Schultz could waive the exam, plead guilty at arraignment, and if full restitution, including any associated fees, was paid to the victim, 1 year delay of sentence would be granted. Successful completion of this delay would result in a conviction with a fine between $200 and $1,000. Schultz confirmed his understanding of the offer, stating his decision to waive the examination was voluntary and uncoerced. His bond remains continued. The case now moves to circuit court for arraignment, scheduled for Monday, May 18th at 9 a.m. When we come back after this Louisville Smoke sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Get all-you-can-eat pasta and garlic bread for only $17. Pasta nights are here for the winter and spring season at Louisville Smoke and Port Hope. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Thursday, the second Thursday in September to the last Thursday of April. That's right, all-you-can-eat pasta and all-you-can-eat garlic bread for just $17 each. Grocery prices may have skyrocketed, but not at Louisville Smoke. And don't worry, they still offer their full regular menu as well. Assembled and cooked right in front of you, or fill out the check list and create your one-of-a-kind dish with hundreds of possible combinations. Choose from 10 different fresh, never-frozen veggies, 7 fresh, never-frozen proteins, with house-made meatballs, shrimp, blackened chicken, mussels, and more. 9 varieties of pasta, including stuffed pastas like tortellini and ravioli. Then finish it off with your choice of 8 sauces. Louisville Smoke takes pride in using fresh meats, house-made appetizers, homemade sauces, rubs, spice mixes, beef tallow for their fryers, real butter, and real cheese, and fresh, never-frozen produce. Make Thursday night's pasta night at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. 4711 Kindy Road. See you there.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on with our local news. Elkton Village residents will have an opportunity at 6 p.m. tomorrow, April 14th, to give input on park improvements they would like to have done. That input would be taken into consideration by the council when making recreational decisions on improvements. The village has several parks. There is Ackerman Park, Veterans Park, Centennial Park, and the Pocket Park. The plan is to continue to develop the parks for recreational opportunities using a $60,000 donation from the village's Downtown Development Authority. In other local news, in Huron County Circuit Court, Matthew Nijay Shears received a 12-month probation sentence and 180 days in county jail. The charges involved fraudulent use of a building contract fund and issuing a non-sufficient funds check of $500 or more. Shears, a self-employed roofing contractor, entered a no-contest plea. Defense counsel stated Shears' business grew unmanageably, contributing to the issues. An employee impersonated Shears, taking deposits for roofing jobs. Shears paid over $60,000 in restitution to affected parties. The victim reported paying Shears $50,000 up front for building supplies that were never ordered. He also noted the restitution did not originate from Shears directly. The court imposed standard probation conditions, including completing the Thinking Matters program and prohibiting contact with the victim or builder's first source. Shears faces fines and fees, including a $1,000 fine in one case. He is eligible for work release and must report to the county jail by 7 p.m. this evening for a 180-day jail sentence. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here, as with your obituaries and weather on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope, with signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.